for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
It's great just whenever you have the confirmation, just right at the start of the meeting. And Wesley's prayer there this morning, he was mentioning prayer, those words that were a few thoughts this morning: to fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I first started to think in this verse just at the start of the year, and we taught it in Sunday school as a memory verse. And I don't know how it is with yous, but sometimes whenever you pick up on a verse, it stays with you. And this verse stayed with me, and it has been in my mind and in my thinking sort of over recent days and weeks. And listen, I'm bringing it to you this morning. I believe it's what God has laid in my heart to bring to you this morning, from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. And it simply tells us there to fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. It says, I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. From Isaiah 41 and verse 10. By way of introduction, the book of Isaiah is very much an interesting book. The first 39 chapters there generally carry a message of judgment for sin to the nation at that time. But Isaiah brings a message of judgment to Judah, to Israel, and the surrounding heathen nations. See, Judah had a form of godliness, but in their hearts they were corrupt. And Isaiah's warnings were intended to purify the people and helping them to understand God's true nature and message. The book then sort of splits very distinctly into not words of judgment, but words of comfort. And the next sort of 27 chapters, second half of the book, brings a message of forgiveness, of comfort and hope, as Isaiah unfolds God's future, God's promises and God's future blessings through the promised Messiah. The message that Isaiah brought, I believe, is absolutely relevant to our lives today. As when Isaiah brought this book, bearing in mind it was some 700 years before the birth of Christ. And its theme is a wonderful gospel message that runs as a vein throughout throughout this book. It's to simply repent, to return, repent, and be renewed, to trust in God's redemption through Jesus Christ, and rejoice in your Saviour has come, and for us coming again. So that's my focus for a few minutes this morning, as we look in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. So fear not. Just want to break this down into the different elements within the verse for a few minutes this morning. You know, fear is something I believe that we all experience at different times in our lives, through different situations and perhaps through different circumstances. And, you know, if we think of our kids this morning, you know, those can be innocent fears. And perhaps something as simple like, you know, fear of the dark, you know, but that's still relevant to that child. We think in our youth today and all that our youth face in today's world, you know, that can be fears with our education. It can be fears with doing exams. You know, it can be fears of failure, relationships, of peer pressure to be accepted. You know, those are fears that are absolutely relevant with our youth. We think of us as adults this morning. You know, those fears can be fears in our families. It can be fears of employment, of finances, of our future. You know, we think in our nation this morning, You think of our governments. We think of laws that are coming into place. We think of our own country here, and indeed what the next few weeks will bring for our country here. But you know, in one sense, those are things that we can fix, or those are things that we can change ourselves. But you know, there's things that we can't fix. There's things that we can't change that are outside our control. Perhaps I'm thinking of fear of health. You know, perhaps you're waiting this morning on a consultant's news from a doctor this morning. You know, those are all real, relevant fears. But you know, the fear of man, Bible talks about the fear of man. Proverbs 29 and 25, it tells us there that the fear of man brings a snare. So listen, in that sense, you know, I don't know necessarily all our different individual circumstances that we face as God's people. But I believe the message that Isaiah brought is as relevant to us today as when Isaiah brought that to the nation at that time. These are words of comfort that we're focusing on this morning. And that's where I want to just give our attention just for the next few minutes. So fear not, with confidence and reassurance, people of God, that God knows all about our circumstances and our situations. It was Christmas of 1939, was a very dark and uncertain time and a fearful period within our nation. World War II had commenced, and the King had used these words. It was words of a poem. And Pastor had referred to these just a few weeks back. And it was during his broadcast to the nation that he used these words. And they simply say, "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness, put your hand into the hand of God, and that shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." Powerful words. Go out into the darkness. Put your hand into the hand of God, and that shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. Our fears can bring unknown ways. But when we think on our God, we praise him this morning that it is a known way. And it's not our fears that I want to focus on. Yes, our fears are real. It is not something that we can ignore. Fears are a reality. But I encourage you with these words to find comfort and to find encouragement in our God this morning. So Isaiah 41 and verse 10, and it tells us there to fear not, fear not. So let's see this in God's perspective. So let it be prayed, "For I am with you, not only within call, but present with you." Let that sink in. Not only within call, but present with you. Be not dismayed. What does that mean? Be not sad. You know, with the power of those who perhaps are against you this morning, and why not? For I am your God. God is engaged for us this morning. For I am your God. Think on it, that God is engaged for us in our circumstances. And think on it again. He says, "I will strengthen you." Are you weak this morning? Do you feel under that sense just of everything is pressuring in against you? And God would say, "I will strengthen you." Yes, he says, "I will help you." Is there none that you can turn to in your time of need? But here's what he says, "I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." Are you ready to sink? Are you ready to fall? Think of it like this. Go hand in hand with your God as a guide to lead us in our way, to help us when we are fallen, to prevent us even from falling. When we are weak, he's the one who can hold us up. He's the one to encourage us. You know, whenever you look at those words, uphold, you know, that's speaking of a present tense. It is continuous, people of God. It is a grip that won't let us go. It speaks of God's power and authority, his righteous right hand. You know, isn't it great to think this morning that with that power and authority, that there is no scheme of man, there is no power of hell that can ever pluck us from his hand. For I am his, he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Tremendous words to be upheld by Almighty God. You know, whenever you think on being upheld and God's grip on our lives, we can't help but think on the Peter's encounter when he got out of the boat and he walked on the water. And you know, you think in that story and Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, and we're just breaking into it there in verse 27, and we read there, but Jesus spake unto them, saying, he says, be of good cheer, be not afraid, it is I. And Peter answered, and he said to him, Lord, if thou bid me come unto thee in the water. And he said, come. You know, what an experience that must have been. And Peter was come down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Listen to these words. And beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. In verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. He caught him, and he said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Think on it again. You know, the master just stretched out his hand and beginning to sink. You know, we just caught him. And you know, this morning, where are you with your fears this morning? Are you drowning in your fears? You know, the rescue is here with us this morning. You know, call out to Jesus. He is here and wants to reach out and into your life and into your situation. So upholding power of God, you know, thinking on this again, here's a verse that's been a key verse of strength and cheer to many of you over the years, the upholding power of God in Deuteronomy 33 and 27. The eternal God, he is your refuge, and underneath are those everlasting arms. You know, I want to reinforce again, you know, that God knows all about us as individuals. You know, when we read in the Psalm, Psalms 139 and verse 2, you know, God knows, you know, our down sitting, our uprising, and he understands our thoughts, you know, afar off. And it's amazing to think in that you're down sitting, you're uprising. God knows us intimately this morning. And perhaps, you know, it's easy to talk about things in one sense that you know. Don't know if this is a good example, but example of a wall is this. You know, the key function of a building, building a wall of a house, is stability. You know, a wall has to be built, a wall has to be strong, and it needs to be stable. And yes, a wall does have to be designed to stand securely. It's also for a place of warmth, to give us a shelter within our homes. And, you know, it's also fundamentally to do that, it has to keep out water. And, you know, round the North Coast, keeping out water can be a challenge in itself. And, you know, first thing to keep out water, you know, you deal with water at source. You know, and that seems like a big statement, but with it, that's very done very simply. You know, we install a drainage pipe and to divert the water away from the house. So you deal with it at source, right? Secondly, you know, you introduce what we term as a primary line of defense. You know, and again, it's simple in its application, and it's done by a continuous, like, waterproof membrane that is impervious to water, that water can't penetrate through. So there's the two key elements. You deal with the water at source, and you introduce a primary line of defense. I say again, church, this morning, consider what God would say to us when he says, fear not. Let's deal with it at source. He says to us this morning, for I am with you. Deal with it at source, for I am with you. Bring your fears before him, and he would say to you, for I am with you. Introduce a primary line of defense, and here it is, for I am your God. Hallelujah. So Isaiah encouraged the people back where it started to behold your God. He was encouraging the people after so much judgment was upon the nation at that time. And he brought these words of comfort. And, again, I'm saying to you this morning that God knows all about you and what you're going through. And in this chapter of Isaiah, in chapter 40, there's tremendous words of encouragement here. It's his power to create. It's his provision to sustain. It's his presence to help us. God is almighty. He is all-powerful. And when you start to think on the person, the character of our God, and to bring it right down that he individually knows us as we sit here this morning. And I want to read these verses for, as I read over these, I was encouraged in my heart as I read them. And it's Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 10. I'm just going to start within the chapter there. And he says, Isaiah speaking to the people, he says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him." Verse 11, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." Would you hear this about our God, the great creator, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, who meted out heaven with a span, who comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, who weighed out the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel? Who instructed him? Who taught him in the path of judgment? Who taught him knowledge? Showed him the great way of understanding? Behold, the nations, they are but as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. All nations before him, they are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then would ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have ye not been told from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. To him then would ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For he that is strong in power, not one faileth. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Fantastic words of encouragement of our God. He is power to create, his provision to sustain us, his presence to help us. God is almighty. He is all-powerful, and he cares for us. As we conclude these few remarks this morning, as we come round the Lord's table, you want to reinforce again with a confidence that God knows all about us this morning. God knows all about us. And we thought it simply over in Luke's Gospel in chapter 22, when Jesus was entering into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he came to pray. And in Luke's Gospel 22 and verse 39, and we read there that he came out and he went as he went to the Mount of Olives. His disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, "Pray that ye enter not into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast. And he knelt down and he prayed, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he arose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples, and he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And the thought is simply this. And over in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7, you read these words. Sorry, I should have turned to them. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and he was heard in that he feared. He was heard in that he feared. Jesus was heard in those moments in his deepest woe as he agonized in prayer. He knew what lay before him to rescue our souls. Yes, you also will be heard. He was heard in that he feared. And that's the confidence I can bring this to you this morning, that you too will be heard. Was this fear that he was utterly forsaken, that he was to be left alone? It may have been that was the temptation. There was an angel appeared unto him to strengthen him, to remove that fear. He was heard in that he feared. He was no more alone, but heaven was there with him. So Jesus was heard in his deepest anguish. My soul, I say to you this morning, no matter what your fears may be, remember this, you shall be heard also. Here's the verse again. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
And your love is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com. Give me faith to trust what you